From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, morning to you.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
Now, we're hearing from the banks, the Australian banks, which are our banks, of course. How bad is it?
Well, you know, business has had to try and keep moving, hasn't it? So we head into the earnings season here, and in Australia, we head into the different stages, and we'll start to see how various business sectors have fared. And so, yeah, right now we're getting results from the banking sector, which is giving us a little bit of a window, you know, into the impact of COVID-19. But more importantly, Mike, it's giving us a window into the impacts of the measures that we have taken to combat COVID-19. So Westpac released their results yesterday, and I just want to say that looking at their results, look, it's as much a commentary on the operating environment as it is about Westpac specifically. But, you know, at a high level, Westpac in total, cash earnings fell 70%. They've had to top up their loan loss provisions, and that's so their provisions now for expected losses across the business stand at $5.8 billion. Now, they've deferred their interim dividend. Now, I can't talk about their whole history, but I know certainly in recent history that hasn't happened, so that's quite unusual. In commentary, they did say they were provisioning for one large New Zealand corporate exposure. Of course, we don't know who that is. If I look at the local branch, Westpac New Zealand, half-year profit fell 44%. Net profit after tax fell 253 million. It was 509 million. These are half-year numbers, I should have said. I would stress that these are only, at this stage, initial assessments of lending losses, and so that they're likely to be seen. So if you look through the numbers in New Zealand, mortgage or loan repayment relief was provided on loans totaling $7 billion. Now, David McLean, who's the CEO of New Zealand, he made the point that their whole outlook changed in the space of a couple of weeks when we went into lockdown. So we're really only starting to see the initial impacts of the lockdown. The share price actually held up pretty well. Remember, they had it was closed at $15.77. But we do have to factor in that pre-COVID, Westpac was trading at sort of 25, 26 bucks. So it's a lot lower than it was.
What about the economy here? See, tomorrow we're getting our first unemployment numbers. They won't take in everything, and they've had some access to the data issues. But that'll give us a read, I suppose, won't it?
Yeah, look, so we had this news yesterday, Mike, we've had zero new COVID-19 cases, which is fantastic news, bodes very well and is very encouraging for as quick a move to level two as we can get. And I just had a thought about that. Why can't they hold the cabinet meeting on Friday?
Of course.
That way you could all be into it on Monday.
They don't want to, because we're not all perfectionists, Andrew, and we're not all running this for our personal agenda.
Every day makes a difference. But I don't want to be a big downer on the morning bite, but here's a little bit of an economic reality check, and I'm not going to use the perfect vision that is hindsight to sort of comment on some of the measures that are taken, but we do have to accept now where we are. Unemployment. We went in with strong employment, so we've got a good starting place, but at the moment, the wage subsidy will be masking what the ultimate outcome will be. Unemployment's likely to peak in the third quarter. It's likely to peak in double digits, 10% plus. Some economists see that peak a little lower, some higher. GDP, this gets tricky. There's so many ways to describe it, isn't there? But for the year 2020, maybe 7 to 8% fall for the whole year. But the second quarter, gosh, we're seeing very wide estimates. Could be 10 to 20% fall for GDP. But here's the thing, Mike. We talked a lot about GDP per capita, didn't we? Early on when Labor first came into power, they talked a lot about improving productivity. Well, we were flatlining on that measure going in. And what's going to happen? Migration is going too slow. So we are not going to get the population growth. That was a tailwind for GDP. We're not going to get it. It was a tailwind for house prices too, Mike. And make no bones about this, house prices are going to fall. Now, again, look, this is an important but, though. It's going to be a very regional experience. Yep. Those tourism-dependent areas, they could be hit quite hard. Other areas will be hit quite less, but it will fall. Think about all those Airbnb owners in places like the Central Lakes. So you're going to get quite diverse regional outcomes there. Finally, trading partner GDP, Mike, that is correlated. There's quite a strong correlation between that and our commodity prices. So that's a negative as well. The economic reality, Mike, is we are in a little bit of a hole, and we just don't know how long it's going to take for us to claw our way out of it.
What are the numbers?
23,561 on the Dow Jones, down 162, about 0.7%. 2819 on the S&P 500, that's down 10. The NASDAQ 86. 36, they're up 31. The FTSE 100, 5733, they were down 9. The Nikkei and the Shanghai Composite, they were unmoved because they China and Japan weren't trading yesterday. The ASX 200, 5319, up 74 in Aussie yesterday, 1.4%. We gained 0.26 on the NZX 50, 10,475. On the currencies, a little bit weaker, one New Zealand dollar, 0.6034 against the US, 0.9398 Aussie, 0.5534 euro, 0.4850 pounds, 64.41 Japanese yen, gold $1,707.49 US cents, Brent crude $26.67.
Nice work, mate. See you tomorrow. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher, all that experience at jmiwealth.co.nz.